Well, Somaliland is recognized, I think, de facto, and the British have been dealing with Somaliland. Somaliland is a fact there. It's a state. It, you know, fulfills all the conditions of a state. It has defined boundaries, it has a government which is in control of the state. You know, it gets into treaties with governments and companies.
So in terms of investment, does it have a good story narrative that Britain, for example, should be interested in it?
I think yes. You know, there are a lot of opportunities for investors from the UK in agriculture, in livestock, in fisheries, in minerals, in industry, in tourism, in trade, you know, plenty of them. And we have already foreign investors in the country.
And is there security?
Security, yes, absolutely. I mean, we have had security for the past 23 years. People mix up between Somaliland and Somalia. Somalia has been a peaceful and stable and a democratic state. We have had 5 elections already, all free and fair, declared by the international community. It's totally different.
So with all these resources that you have when you're dealing with people, do you deal with international companies or countries? Or how do you get your produce out?
Well, you know, we deal with international countries and international companies as well. We export, for example, livestock, which goes mainly to the Middle East, particularly Saudi Arabia.
So is it perfectly fine for an international company to invest in a country that is not internationally recognized?
Yes, it is. I mean, we offer a lot of incentives for our foreign companies. We give them tax holidays, and we are, you know, located in a very strategic position, which is at the junction between Africa and the Middle East and Asia and Europe.
You're talking of tax holidays. The country is not internationally recognized. Don't you think that you get exploited as a result of this if you have to make all these incentives for people to come and do business with you?
Well, you know, we give enough incentive to attract investors, but not to be exploited, for sure.
Now, there's been an issue also. Somalia is on the rise, so people say. Al-Shabaab is almost vanquished. You say you've had peace for nearly 2 decades.
Yes.
Why not join Somalia?
We think, you know, no thank you, we're doing very well on our own.
Really, was it because of the failure of people like Siad Barre or the government of Somalia of the day that the relationship did not work?
Well, it didn't work right from the start, because from 1961 to 1969, we had in Somalia democratic governments, you know, mostly dominated by people from Somalia. And after that, we had the coup led by Siad Barre, you know, who was in power, you know, for the remaining 20 years, and that did not work either. So I think it wasn't a good experience at all. And we paid a high price. So now we think it's time we go alone.
And now there's the Copenhagen Conference on Somalia in November. Will you attend that?
No, we will not be attending.
Why not? Didn't you attend the earlier conference?
Not in Brussels. Last year, we did not attend the Brussels conference. And we're not going to attend the Copenhagen conference because now it's being led by the Somalia government and by the UN. And unless we have an equal status with the Somalia government, we won't be able to attend, unfortunately.
And how does the Somaliland economy compare? How do you compare it with any other country?
Well, I think we're doing very well. I mean, you can compare us with the surrounding countries. There's a thriving trade that's going on between us and the neighboring countries, but also between us and the Middle East. We import about 1 million tons of goods every year, and we export about over 3 million heads of livestock every year. So, you know, there's thriving trade going on between us and other countries.